Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss. The gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will feel
good.
Sitting because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome
to Cynthia Fontaine. And I am grateful for you joining me, taking time out of your busy day for being here. And I'm grateful for so many things in my life. And you guys are a big part of some of the things I'm grateful for. I have the best people who tune in and who are friends with me on Facebook and everything. So I just want to give you guys a shout-out. And let's have one new Facebook friend this week. And I should have had that page turned right up. I don't usually do this in the beginning, but as long as we're talking about Facebook, let me give a shout-out to... if it ever loads. Okay, well, we might get a shout out. Anyway, so for this week, I know Mercury is still in retrograde, which means it looks, when you look at the planets, that Mercury is actually traveling backwards. So what does that mean for all of us? Well, what that means is it can, when Mercury is, it really at a standstill, but it looks like it's traveling backwards. When Mercury is in retrograde, things can go haywire, like your schedule, for example. My schedule, let's say Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday last week, just totally got crazy and out of control. Nothing went as it was supposed to go. And that just happens with Mercury retrograde. Canceled appointments, you know, things like that. Also, you could have electrical or mechanical problems, knock on wood. So far, I've been good this retrograde, which I'm very full about. And we've actually stayed on the air for 2 weeks with Mercury in retrograde, which has not happened since I started broadcasting almost a year ago. Every time Mercury is in retrograde, especially when I have a special guest on, we always lose the connection. So I'm grateful for that. And I am going to give a shout out to Kimberly Jean. She is on my nice book. So if you would like to find me on Facebook, in case you're not already a fan or friend on Facebook, I am at facebook.com, intuitive medium, psychic, gifted healer, animal communicator, inspirational teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. And yes, I do all those things. And actually, I do other things as well. I'm past life regression certified through Brian Ray. I'm an angel certified healer, a Reiki master, all sorts of things. Anyway, so if you want to learn more about me, check out my website, cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. There's, you know, a bio there, and I have a whole bunch of different pages, and there's also a link to my All Natural line of bath and body products, I Move the Earth, or you can go directly to that website. So either way, you can go to my intuitive website, or you can go to Alchemy of the Earth and check out my line of All Natural bath and body products as well. I always forget, well, I don't forget, but sometimes it's like last minute to let you guys know how to find me when I'm off the air. So that's the best thing. And you can contact me through my website. There's a contact form, and that goes right into my hot box in my email, so I see those. If you email me directly, often I do not see them because I literally get hundreds of emails every single day. I'm also on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you name it, you can probably find me. Anyway, so enough of that. Now that we have the housekeeping out of the way, let's talk about, again, Mercury in retrograde. And we already have a caller on the line. Oh, and there's lots of people in the chat room now. I just went back to my studio page, so I want to say hey to all you guys out there. I see a lot of regulars in there. Oh, 60-mile-an-hour winds in Chicago, one of our listeners there. So hope that you get to keep the power on because it's too cold not to have the power on these days. Okay, so tonight we are talking about the main focus is crystals, how to use them, how to clear them. And if you have a particular question on a specific crystal, please feel free to call in at 818-691-7313, or you can type the question into the chat. So again, if you have a specific question on crystals or how to clear them, then we will be talking about general things, and I will touch on some certain crystals, but of course there are literally hundreds and hundreds of crystals. So if you have a question about a particular one, then just let me know. Okay, so before we get too far into this, my caller has already been on hold for 11 minutes, so I am just going to bring the caller in and say hello. Caller, it is area code 401, last four digits 9518. You are live on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dawn. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, I think we have a delay in the radio today.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So I'll be patient because I'm not always that patient. What's going on, Dawn?
Well, I've had a lot of ups and downs lately, medically.
Uh-huh.
And I was just kind of looking for maybe, I don't know, a little bit of insight. I have a procedure coming up and looking for something to kind of settle the anxiety about that. I don't have a date yet.
You don't have a date. Okay. What's your birth sign?
A Pisces.
You're Pisces. Okay, so we just entered into Pisces. And you want to, if you can schedule it or pick the date, you want it, if you can, try to schedule it outside of Mercury being retrograde, so beyond February 28th. If you can possibly schedule it beyond that point. And if you go to Barnes & Noble, look for astrological sign Pisces. Jeff Lauer is the author. And if you look in there, there should be a chart in there that will give days when you don't have any planets opposing for your particular birth sign. So you want to try to schedule the procedure when you have no planets opposing on that day. So you'll look at the chart and it'll be clear. There'll be nothing listed on that day.
Okay.
So that's really important. You don't want to have any kind of procedure when you have planets that are in opposition, and especially when the moon is void in your sign. So if you see that the day is scheduled and you're looking at your book and it says you have a moon void on that day, I would reschedule the surgery.
Okay.
That's it. It's just a little tip. You never want to have surgery on a moon void day. Okay.
Right.
So I would go check the book out and, go from there. So if you have any influence in scheduling the date, the biggest thing is make sure the moon is not void on the day you have surgery for Pisces.
Okay.
And it looks like that. Are there two procedures involved in this?
I'm hoping there's just one.
Okay. Preliminary things before you go in for the surgery?
Yeah.
Okay, because it looks like you have to go in a couple of times.
Yeah, I probably have to go see the doctor again.
Right, okay. Because like I said, I'm seeing that you have, it's like you're making this little trail where you have to go in. You're not just going from here to surgery. You have this little trail where you have to go and do other things first. Those things haven't been done yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, looking at the outcome. The outcome looks good.
Good.
Okay. Surgery may go a little longer than they expect, but the outcome looks good. Or there may be some delay, so you'll either be delayed getting into surgery or the surgery will take a little bit longer, but don't worry about the delay.
Okay.
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 And then If you feel that's enough information for you, that's great. I don't like to get too specific on the air, unless you want to get into more specifics. And but I hope that helps.
Does help.
Okay. Good.
That helps with the surgery part of it.
Right. And as far as the anxiety, do you do any meditating?
Yeah.
Okay. So keep focus, even if you, you know, you're having anxiety, anxious times, where you're things like that, or you're really nervous, you can't eat, or you're overeating, like I have been doing the last few days. I've been eating a lot of chocolate. Just remember to breathe. Stop whatever you're doing when those anxious thoughts are running through your head. Stop a minute and just take a couple of nice deep breaths. You don't have to go sit on a mat for an hour, okay? Meditation and refocusing, when you can refocus really quickly, and it's amazing how you can bring that stress level down just in taking even just 3 deep belly breaths. Because your mind can't think about doing 2 things at one time. So if you're focusing on breathing, say, I'm breathing in, hold it for a couple of seconds, I'm breathing out. Now your mind can't be racing. So you do that a few times, even if you have to do it for 5 minutes, then that gives your mind a chance to get off that cycle, that merry-go-round, and, you know, focus on something that's a little bit more useful, and then go and do something else.
Okay, I'll give that a shot.
Okay, sounds great. All right, well, thanks so much for calling in. I wish you the best. Let us know how you do.
I will. Thank
and
you,
if
Cynthia.
There's any other, if there's any that we can help, we've got a great group, a chat room. If you ever want to jump in there, they're really supportive to each other, everybody that's in there. So if you ever want to join in the chat, you know, feel free to do that. And it was great talking with you. Thanks so much for calling in, Dawn.
Oh, thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye bye. Okay, guys. So a little surgery coming up. So that's a really good tip for everyone. If you have any kind of procedures that you're facing, or family members or spouse or whatever, children, partners, whatever, it's a really good idea to pick up your book of your, for this year, for 2014, your birth sign, if you're a Pisces or Libra or whatever, and be sure that if you're having any kind of procedure, that you look on the day that it's scheduled or when you're scheduling it, that the moon is not void. Because when the moon is void, you do not want to have surgery. You can have really serious complications when the moon is void in your sign if you have any kind of surgery or things like that when the moon is void. So just a little tip, a bonus tonight, I guess. So we want to thank Dawn for calling in, because that gives you guys a little bit of information that may be useful in the future for you. So let's talk about crystals. And if anybody, again, has anything particular about any kind of crystal, then please let me know. And the spelling on Jeff's last name, I believe, is L-A-W-Y-E-R, I think. I'll have to look that one up. But if you Google it, he comes up everywhere. He is a pretty you know what? I will find it, and I will let you guys know. Okay, so I'll have to go into my email to check that out. And while that is loading, I don't want to keep you guys too much from. I don't want to be too distracted. Sorry, while I'm doing that, and it's like trying to do 2 things at once, trying to look at my screen, think about what I'm talking about, and looking for the spelling of the name. It's too many things for me to do at one time. Okay, but it's tarot.com anyway is his website. So you can check out his website at tarot.com. I really like his particular horoscope. So if you want to get your daily horoscope, you can sign up for that, and it goes right into your inbox. So I really like that. And, that's Rick Veen, and he is in partnering a lot of work together. So either look for Rick Levine, L-E-V-I-N, or Jeff Lauer. And they're both really great. Okay, so crystals. What are crystals that you may want to have around your house? Just general crystals that could be helpful. Quartz crystal is one that I think everybody should have in their house because rose quartz is all about the heart. And we have all, because we've been in human form, have had times in our lives where our heart has been hurt or injured, things like that. Maybe we're having some anxiety. So actually, Dawn, if you're still listening, rose quartz would be a good thing for you to help promote inner peace. Also, topaz helps to relieve tension and release fears. Tourmaline calms the nerves and quiets the mind. So if you even could get a small piece of tourmaline and some rose quartz, Dawn, that would be really helpful for you. And you can get little tiny pieces and you can carry them around in your pocket. Anytime you buy new crystals or gifted to you, you always want to be sure to clear the crystals really before you bring them into your house. I don't like to bring crystals in the house even before I clear them because especially if you've bought them in stores, now many people handle those crystals. And crystals are living things, just like we are, and they pick up energy from other people, and they can even pick up illness. So you don't want to bring other people's stuff into your house when you're bringing home crystals. There are some really simple ways that you can clear crystals, though you have to be careful about the type of crystal because some crystals are sensitive to certain things, for example, sunlight. So if you get a beautiful amethyst or amethyst cluster that is nice, deep, rich purple, and you put it out in the sun, the amethyst will start to lose that beautiful purple color. So amethyst is one crystal that you do not want to put out in the sun to clear. And the sun is one method of clearing a crystal. It's actually sun and moon. So it's a full 24-hour cycle that you would put your crystals out, preferably on the dirt on the earth itself. And always be sure that you really know where you put your crystals because I have had dozens, literally dozens and dozens of crystals just be sucked up into my yard. I put them out there. And then they're gone. The earth just sucks them back in, which sometimes that does happen because the crystals either weren't ready or the earth needs the energy of the crystal. So in my case with this house, the earth really needs the energy of the crystals here because the vibration of this house on the Bovis scale, and we'll talk about that another day, it only resonates at 1,000, which is really, really, really low. Now, I vibrate at the level of the Ascended Masters, and really I'm up around 20,000. Sometimes I'm down to 15,000, sometimes 20,000 megahertz on the Bovis scale. So for me to be in a house that vibrates at 1,000 can be very challenging. So sometimes I have to leave the house and go to the ocean or head over to, you know, my friend's houses whose vibration at their houses are higher. In the town that I'm in itself, the vibration is only 4,000. So the town itself is very low. And there's number of reasons why that happens. It can be there could be trauma that happened on the land and things like that. So that's going to be another show. And maybe we'll talk about that next week. Okay. So you want to put your crystals out in the sun for and the moon cycle for a full 24 hours, except for amethyst. That is one crystal that is very sensitive to the sun, and again, will lose its color, so you don't want that to happen, especially if you get a really beautiful one. And it's best when you're clearing a crystal to put it out when the moon is emptying. So after a full moon, like we just had a full moon last Friday, So now would be a good time to put your crystals outside, allow them to clear. Now, after you've cleared them, and you can leave out longer than 24 hours, but 24 hours would be the minimum. So, again, sorry, I'm totally distracted here because I'm looking in the chat room. You guys, I love you guys. So 24 hours minimum, and this is a really good time to do that. After you bring your crystals in, you want to program your crystals because crystals can be asked to do certain things for us. For example, if you have a rose quartz crystal, rose quartz is naturally gifted in helping us with self-confidence, promoting inner peace, and it even actually helps to rejuvenate the skin. So you may want to program your crystal for one of those particular three things rather than all of them. And it's also good for heart healing. It can even help your marriage have more sparkle and fire if you keep rose quartz under your pillow. And if you want to look younger, you can keep a rose quartz under your pillow as well. Rose quartz is known as the love stone. And again, so it helps with self-worth. I think everybody should have a rose quartz crystal for sure. And so you want to, again, if you want your marriage to be rejuvenated, you want to program that rose quartz crystal for that particular thing. Great. If you're looking for younger skin, then program it for that. And how you program it is you spend time with it. So you hold it, you talk to it, you might even want to sing to it. And you might think, oh, my God, this sounds crazy. But really, when you get to know someone, what do? You have to spend time with them, right? Well, crystals are the same way because they are a living being. So spend time with your crystal. And the more time you spend with it, the more it attunes to you and the more it will work with you and work for you. Now, sometimes we get a crystal and we just don't seem to be able to bond with it, feel right. And that's okay because sometimes we get crystals and they're not meant for us, but they're meant for us to give them to someone else. And I'll give you an example of that. This past weekend, I ran into a cute little friend of mine who, she's just 21, she's adorable. And she's a hairdresser. She just got her hairdresser's license, and she doesn't drive. And we were having another big snowstorm over the weekend. So, and it's funny because I didn't know that she didn't drive. And so I'm chatting with her, and then all of a sudden I turned to her and I said, hey, do you need a ride home? And she said, oh, my God, are you psychic? And I said, of course, you know I am. So we had a little laugh about that. And I had this little rust there in the back seat of my car in a basket full of from a show I had on the day before. And I had taken everything out of the car. Something just kept telling me to leave it there. A little halo on. And it had a rose quartz on its neck. Now that were a couple of months before Christmas. And I knew it wasn't meant for me. It just, I didn't have any attraction or any feeling for it, though I loved the little bear. It was adorable, and I love rose quartz. And I said, well, okay, I know you're meant for someone else. Well, as soon as my friend came to the car, I knew that that was meant for her. So there you go. So if you feel like you're not really connecting with your crystal, it could be that it's not meant for you. However, also, you have to give it a little bit of time. Again, you can sleep with it. You know, you can talk to it, sing to it, do all sorts of things with it. So if you're hanging out in the kitchen cooking, bring your crystal out and, you know, read the recipe to it, whatever. You do what you think, you know, is going to work. You know, a cup of coffee here. I totally got sleep, which happens to me sometimes. I have a crazy story, which I will share with you guys at some point. But the night before, I was in bed at 10 o'clock and slept until 10:30 the next morning. So I guess I didn't need the sleep last night laughing. Okay. So what else could you have? Let's see. Well, if you're having trouble sleeping because you're having bad dreams, smoky quartz crystal is the crystal that you want to have for that. Because the smoky quartz will take those dreams in, capture it in the crystal. So when you have a bad dream, you won't remember it. It will be in the crystal. Smoky quartz is also great to help with endurance and to boost your energy during stressful times. So stress is going on around you. And again, you can get just little ones. But no matter how small they are, be sure to clear them. Okay, if you don't have a place where you can put them out in an apartment situation, you can put them in salt water. If you are near the ocean, then it's best to get water right from the ocean. If not, then I recommend Himalayan sea salt that is unradiated and unbleached because it has the properties, all the properties of the earth still in it. The salt that we see in the store, all the minerals and everything has been extracted out of that salt. And, you know, if your doctor tells you, and this is another side note, not to eat salt because you have high blood pressure, you have this or that, he's right when he's talking about iodized salt and the white salt that you buy in the store. It's horrible for you. No one should be eating that stuff on. However, pink Himalayan salt is actually very healthy for you. Now, I'm not a doctor. If you are on medication or have high blood pressure, you know, please use caution because I am not a doctor. However, research does show this. Okay, so now if you need some motivation or you feel that your optimism could use a boost, then you might want to get some carnelian. And what else? What kind of general things can you, let's see, Caledony is another good one for nightmares. Citrine also helps with optimism and clear thinking. Jade helps soothe the nervous system and clarifies one's purpose. So if you are not sure what you want to be when you grow up, or you're going in a lot of different directions, jade may be the stone for you. And you can actually have a little pouch, stones in them, and, you know, you can sort of play with them during the day or whatever, or you may just want to take one stone out for the day. One important note with all crystals is do not let other people play with your crystals or touch your crystals. Because, again, the crystals absorb other people's energies. So if you want that crystal to be bonded with you and to work for you, you don't want to let other people touching it or playing with it. I have a rather large clear quartz point that is made into a necklace, and it's a very stunning piece, and some of you may have seen it on pictures on the internet, either on my website or on my Facebook page, where I have a purple shawl on and I have that big. I actually have had people come up to me and try to grab the crystal because it's so stunning. So a little crystal etiquette, don't ever touch someone's crystal without permission. It's just not polite, definitely not polite. And there are very few people whom I let handle my crystals, and my son will even tell you, I don't even let him touch my crystals, okay? So that's just a little thing for you to think about when you're caring for your crystals. And we have some things going on in the chat room. I just want to acknowledge and make a note. As far as applications being submitted, careful of your verbiage because anything that's killing you might. So don't let worry kill you, okay? Now, Mercury in retrograde doesn't mean that you don't move forward with things that you need to do. What is important is that you are sure that you overlook and recheck everything, particularly any kind of important documents. If you're doing your taxes now, although I would really wait until after Mercury retrograde to file the taxes, but there are some things that you have to do that you cannot wait to do. For example, my son's paperwork has to be done for next year while Mercury is in retrograde. So you just want to be sure that everything is correct before you submit any kind of paperwork, because that can be a glitch. And that's, you know, really sort of the best advice as far as that goes, because again, you have to keep living life whether Mercury is in retrograde or not. And planets go retrograde all the time. It's just that Mercury is about communication. So be clear with your communication, whether it's in verbiage, in spoken word, or in the written word. That's the big thing. You can still definitely fill out applications and things like that during a Mercury retrograde. You just want to be sure, again, that everything is correct. You've dotted your T's and crossed your wait, I said that backwards. I do that all the time. You guys will catch me doing things like that because I do. So cross your T's and dot your I's. I have to slow down and think about it. So that's the little bit on that. And again, let's see, with the rose quartz, don't worry if you don't feel anything with it yet. I know that you've had that for a little while there, Sandy. Just keep, again, spending time with it, and it will attune to you if it's meant to stay with you. Again, sometimes they're meant for us to pass on to other people, but you'll know whether it is right or not. So, yes, you can work on your taxes now. If you do submit them, I would just be sure that someone else looks them over before you do, just to be sure that they are correct and you haven't left anything out. That's always a really good thing. For example, my cousin is doing my taxes. I've already done my taxes, but my cousin is double-checking them, who she does taxes for a living, because I want to be sure that they are correct, because I have to have this paperwork submitted before March 1st. So I have to submit them during the Mercury retrograde. So you can submit them, but again, just have someone look over them, double check them if you feel like you can't wait until March 1st, say. And it's actually even better to wait a couple of days extra, because Mercury retrograde tends to go a couple of days, even a week before, a week after, but it's less of an effect, you know, otherwise. So, you know, if you have an accountant doing your taxes, then be sure that you look over their work as well to make sure that there's nothing been left out. Even if they've been doing your taxes for a while, you know, people are getting busy. This is tax season. Some people like to get a jump and get their taxes done early, especially if they're getting money back. Because, you know, really, you don't get interest on money that the IRS has if they owe you. So don't wait if you know you're getting money back, don't wait until April 15th to file. Get that money. Why wait until April 15th if you know you're getting money back? The government is using that tax money for free while it could be in your bank account doing something for you. Okay. Let's see, what else about crystals? You can also put them in, if you have plants in the house, you can actually put them in one of your potted plants. Now, I only do that with plants that are in organic soil, because I don't want the crystal to be contaminated. And some people may think that I'm, you know, too, particular or whatever, but all my plants are in organic soil because I don't want those chemicals in my house or even on my skin when I'm, say, transplanting the plants and so forth. So if you have potted plants in the house, you can put your crystal in the plant pot and leave it in there. And you can actually leave them in there for long periods of time if you feel that the crystal, it needs to be healed, or if it really has had done a lot of serious work. So say, for example, you've had a crystal for a while, and perhaps someone has had an illness in your house. It could be something as simple as the flu or something like that. You want to really clear those crystals. And so you may want to leave them in the dirt for a week or, you know, a couple of weeks. And depending on how serious the illness, and this also can apply to pets as well, because the crystals will help your pet. So for example, if you have a pet who has cancer, you want to clear those crystals for a long period of time to give them a chance to clear out and to heal, because they have taken on all that energy. Okay, let's see here. What are some other crystals that might be helpful for all of you? Sapphire, unwanted things and brings fulfillment. That's a nice crystal. Tourmaline, and I love tourmaline. I've already mentioned tourmaline about quieting the mind, calms the nerves, promotes balance and understanding. Turquoise is a great crystal. That is, some native tribes believe that is the stone of life. That calms the mind. It also protects, balances relationships. And it's a good healing crystal, and it's also a great crystal to connect with spirit. So if you're meditating, you may want to have some turquoise. And turquoise can be tricky these days because a lot of it is man-made. A lot of, actually, gemstones now are man-made. And they don't have the properties that naturally mined crystals have. So you want to try to be sure that when you do buy crystals that you know that the person you're dealing with is really getting crystals from the earth and not crystals that have been man-made. Sapphire is a big one that is man-made because sapphires are very, very hard to get now. Just a little note on that. Oh, my gosh, we only have 15 minutes left. Okay, cat's eye balances the brain hemispheres for stronger insight, self-assurance in decision-making. So if you have a decision coming up, say, for example, you are trying to figure out whether you're going to take a job or not, you want to try to get as much help as you can from as many sources as you can. And crystals can be one of those sources. Okay, so if you are trying to make a decision, tiger's eye is a good crystal to have to do that. Now, one crystal that you do not ever want to put in the salt water bath is, selenite, because it will melt selenite melted in, or it will actually just dissolve. So you'll have a beautiful selenite, and if you put it in a salt water bath, you won't have a yes, I'm stuck on that now. Oh, my goodness. You won't have the cellulite anymore. Okay. One crystal that I love is sugarlite. That is a crystal that is great for love. It also protects the soul from shocks and traumas. It can clear disappointment, helps to relieve spiritual tension, brings light and love to the darkest situation, aids forgiveness by eliminating hostility. And it also is considered the cancer stone. So if you or someone you know has cancer, sugilite, S-U-G-I-L-I-T-E, is a great stone to get. It actually helped to purify the lymph and the blood. So when my mom was sick, that was a stone that she held on to for months and months and months. And I actually have a big ring made out of that. It's a great ring for healers. It's great for pain relief, motor dysfunction. And it's just it's one of my favorite stones aside from rose quartz. It also helps to release emotional turmoil, helps you to face unpleasant conditions, and encourages positive thoughts. Can you imagine that? All from one stone. So one question you may be thinking is, how big of a stone do I need? Whether it's a shugulite or it's a rose quartz or clear quartz or tiger's eye or whatever. Doesn't necessarily have to be a big stone. The key really is the quality of the stone. And if possible, if you can find out how it was mined, that's also a big thing. Now, in many of the New Age stores, you know, you won't probably be able to find out that information. We here in Rhode Island have a couple of people who are excellent crystal experts, and one is in clear quartz crystal, and she mines it herself, and it's handled properly, and it's cleansed properly, and it's a very high-quality clear quartz crystal. If you're looking for other types of crystals, there is a crystal shop in Smithfield, which the name is escaping me at the moment. But that gentleman that owns that gem shop there is brilliant, and he has some really marvelous pieces there. So look for, if you can, someone who's very knowledgeable about crystals before you buy them. Sometimes when you buy crystals, or if you get them from a certain person, dealer or something, you may find that all of a sudden something wacky or wacky things start happening in your house, your health, your cars break, things like that. Again, that's really very important to clear the crystals before you bring them in, because everybody that's handled those crystals has imprinted on that crystal, and especially if they've had it for a long time. If you clear the crystal and the things continue, then just get rid of the crystal. I've given them away. Oftentimes, if a crystal is, I want to say, contaminated like that, I will throw it into the ocean and give it back to Mother Earth. Or I'll bury it in the land, but I prefer to throw it in the ocean because the water, you know, will take it away and do its thing, and I don't really want to have it on the land, especially if it's on my property. All right, so I don't see any specific questions on any type of crystal in the chat room. So I do want to just touch on the astrology a little bit before we run out of time, because we are running out of time. And yes, thank you, Sandy. I will give my info again. So if you would like to reach me, go to my website, fontaine.com, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A-F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. I do have a couple of events coming up. Let's see, March 30th, I will be at the Fall River Country Club doing a fundraiser for Forever Paws Animal Shelter, which all the proceeds, all my proceeds are going to the shelter. And then I will also be at a psychic fair on the 29th of March in Middletown at, you know, it's on Aquinic Avenue. It's an exercise place, body something. I don't know the name of it. I'm going to have to get the information on that. So my schedule is getting really booked up. I'm actually booking my March is, it's not completely full, but it's filling up quite quickly, and I'm actually booking into April. So if you would like to work with me, if you'd like an appointment for a reading or a coaching session, the sooner that you get in and book with me, the better. If you want something in March or in April. I have a very, very limited amount left. Oh, Body and Mind. Thank you, Kathy. Yes, Body and Mind on Aquinic Avenue. I will be there on 29th. And again, Fall River Country Club, March 30th in Fall River, Massachusetts. I will be doing mediumship and intuitive readings there. As a fundraiser for Forever Paws Animal Shelter. So if you're local and want to come out and see me, come on out and say hi. It'd be great to see you guys. And both of those are going to have vendors. So if you want to get out and, you know, change your scene from all this winter weather, check one of those out. And, okay, so find me on my website. You can send me a contact form again, or you can send me a message through Facebook. You can actually book an appointment right through my website if you would like to do that. And I still have a special going on right now on the website, so you may want to check that out. I also am scheduling groups. So if you're interested in having a group at your home or place of business, I have a minimum of 6 people, including the host, and the host is free. So if you'd like to organize a group reading, then it's generally about 2.5 hours. We take about a 15 or 20 minute break, you know, sort of intermission. And it's like if you're hosting a Tupperware party, you know, you have little snacks and things like that. So I do have many groups booked right now, but I do still have some openings. So if you'd like to do a group, they can be a fun thing. If you have birthday party or, you know, want to do a bachelorette party, it can be kind of fun to do something different. All right. And the prices depend on how many people you have. So everybody gets something when I do a group. Everybody gets some information during the 2.5 hour session. Okay, so let's look really quickly at what's going on this next. It's actually more than the next week, because we just had a big shift where we've gone from Aquarius into Pisces, and that's big news. But that's not the biggest news. The biggest news is the North Node, which future evolution and the path of the unknown. So that's what the North Node in your chart represents. Now, Scorpio has been in the North Node for 1.5 years, and it's really caused hell for many of us. So raise your glasses, give a cheer, raise your hands and say, hooray, Scorpio has moved out of the North Node. And now the North Node is in the sign of Libra. So what does that mean? And again, this is something that is not just for this next week, but this is really the focus for the next 1.5 years for all of us. Now, you know, last week we talked about love, and my big message to all of you was to love yourself, because you have to have love yourself. You have to love yourself for other people to love you and for you really to be able to genuinely love other people. With the North Node in Scorpio, it took us really into the underworld, into looking at our shadow sides this last 1.5 years. And many of you may have felt, you may have had relationships that fell apart or went through extremely difficult periods in relationships. It's about the death of the individual, merging deeper and deeper in meaning with the people that you are closest to and with yourself. It's really about getting to know the deep, dark side of you, because not the light, bubbly side who likes to have fun. It's the deep, dark side that trips all of us up. Now, the unknown, you know, is scary for all of us. As humans, we don't like to face the unknown. We like to stay in our comfort zone. But this last 1.5 years, a lot of us have been thrown into the unknown. You may have moved. You may be shifting jobs or shifted jobs. You may have lost a job or a house or, you know, a relationship. And that's what this was all about. Now, remember, when you can get into those deep, deep levels of learning to understand yourself and creating a relationship with yourself and your partner or your family, the people that, who you're closest with, your best friend, for example, you know, it doesn't have to be a romantic partner, because there are many people who make up our lives. And so the focus isn't just on, it shouldn't be just be on your partner or your spouse, okay? This goes with all your relationships, because everybody brings something else to the table in our lives. So when you go deep into these levels, it can bring out this energy that is amazing. It can bring up the kundalini and birth something new into your life when you totally connect with another human being. And again, it can be really scary to get down on those deep levels. Last year and a half has been all about. Now, we moving into Libra, things are lightening up quite a bit. So you're going to see as time goes on that it's not going to be quite so serious anymore. As far as getting into the deep ground down, you know, deep down ground underworld, Libra is all about balance. And we have seen the earth so out of balance, our finances out of balance, you know, government out of balance, because Scorpio is all about patriarchy. And now Libra is bringing out balance, and it's time to balance out the scales and balance out all of these things. It's also time to emerge and to be seen again. So if you've been sort of reclusive, not very social this year or so, now's the time to really force yourself to get back out and reemerge into civilization. I love that word, civilization. It's a time to really take responsibility for yourself and remember that all of your relationships are mirroring back a part of you. So take responsibility for what you are seeing in the mirror. It's not a time for projecting or blaming. Maximize your relationships now through conversation, self-taking responsibility for your own stuff. Oh my gosh, we're out of time. But you know what? This is going to apply for the next year and a half. So we'll go over more of this in the up and coming shows and definitely some more next week. So again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in today live and for everyone who's in the chat room for our caller Dawn tonight. I wish you the best of luck with your procedure, and we all do. Everybody in the chat room wishes you the best of luck as well. So, again, find me, CynthiaFontaine.com, on Pinterest, Twitter, CynthiaFontaine at CynthiaFontaine. I am on LinkedIn. If basically Google me, you'll find me. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to listen to the show tonight. I hope, or today, depending on your time zone. And thank you all in the chat room for being so loving and supportive to each other. It's a great community, and I'm clapping my hands to all of you. I love you all. I'm grateful for you, and I will see you next week.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.